Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Charlotte Flair breaks her silence, more changes to Survivor Series, and theatre, wrestling, and Vikings all at the same time. For Tuesday, November the 16th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
That Survivor Series, a week come Sunday, Bex, you're going to have a new nickname. Becky, say it with me, guys. You ready? Becky, Charlotte beat me, Charlotte's far superior, I came back from having a baby too soon, Charlotte's gonna beat me up, Very good, guys.
A lot has been said about Charlotte Flair over the past few weeks. This follows an incident on an episode of SmackDown in which her and Becky Lynch got into quite a heated backstage discussion over. Stories and reports say that Charlotte Flair was advised to leave the building after being difficult to work with during a segment on SmackDown. And other conversations have emerged about Charlotte Flair possibly being difficult to work with as well. This was something that was addressed in an interview with BT Sports. Charlotte Flair was talking about her match upcoming with Becky Lynch at Survivor Series on Sunday. And she was asked about the criticism that she has received for being, quote, increasingly difficult to work with. Charlotte Flair responded with this. No one looks at a man and goes, why does he want to be the world champion again when he's been on top all these years? Is it because I'm a woman and have done it all and we have a smaller division? Charlotte is difficult because I stand up for what I believe in. That makes me difficult. If I was a man, I'd have big balls. I know how good I am. Man or woman, I am the best. That is the first time that Charlotte Flair has commented on a lot of these, a lot of the speculation about her being difficult to work with backstage. I know a lot of eyes are on the match between her and Becky Lynch this Sunday at Survivor Series.
Right into the Hurt Lock!
I got a couple words. How about tap out?
Like a rag doll. Rey Mysterio is fading.
Tap or nap, and Rey Mysterio chose to tap.
And lastly, refusing to relent. Refusing to release.
Stay with Survivor Series. More changes to the planned card. So we know from Friday Night SmackDown, Sami Zayn and Aliyah are out of the Survivor Series matches with new people to be announced. Well, more changes to the Raw team were made when Rey Mysterio was removed from the Raw men's team. So this happened after Bobby Lashley beat Rey Mysterio in the main event of Raw last night. And consequently, put him in the Hurt Lock for a long period of time. Adam Pearce came out and said that for the well-being of Team Raw and Rey Mysterio, he was going to remove Rey from Survivor Series. Adam Pearce said he would name a replacement later on. But before that would happen, Austin Theory headed to the ring and attacked Dominic Mysterio. And this led to Adam Pearce going, I like your style, you're in the team. So Austin Theory now joins Team Raw for Survivor Series. It's weird because last week Adam Pearce said he wanted the Survivor Series team on Raw to be all former champions, which led him to put Dominic in a match with Bobby Lashley. The Dominic lost and Bobby got added to the team. Is this Adam Pearce gently turning heel? I can't help but feel like it could possibly be just that.
Bring them out!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
An update on Eddie Kingston. Some good news from the camp of Eddie. He tweeted out, "Shoulders are fine. We'll be at New Wrestling on the 20th and we will miss no time at work." There was reports of a shoulder injury to Eddie Kingston and it looks as if that shoulder injury isn't going to be slowing down Eddie Kingston. We send our best wishes to Chris Dickinson from New Japan Strong, who posted a statement on Monday announcing that he's undergoing surgery. This is after his injury on the Battle in the Valley show for New Japan. And he dislocated his leg, fractured his acetabulum posterior wall with the frog splash. He described the pain as the worst he'd ever been through, and his recovery time is 6 months. We send our best wishes to Chris Dickinson for a full recovery. Big plans for New Japan's 50th anniversary. New Japan president Takami Ohbari made a series of announcements yesterday around the Best of Super Juniors event at Korakuen Hall. So New Japan's January tour is going to be called New Year's Golden Series, which is a throwback to the 70s and 80s tours they used to do under the same name. He also said there'll be a museum exhibit that's going to run at the Tokyo Dome Gallery from February the 11th to the 27th, and it's going to feature artifacts, items, and memorabilia from New Japan history, including a pair of Andre the Giant's boots. Also, New Japan are partnering with manufacturers to make new merchandise. It's a really random set of new merchandise. Things like golf bags and gaming chairs. 50 different manufacturers are going to be working with New Japan to celebrate the 50th anniversary of New Japan. Jonathan Gresham has a date with Ring of Honor champion Bandido at Final Battle, but he's making plans for a life after ROH already. He posted a teaser video for Terminus Modern Age Grappling, an event being held in Atlanta, Georgia on January the 16th. It's an event being run by John Gresham alongside indie star Baron Black. You've seen him on AEW Dark quite a few times. I think he's been on about 16 times at this point. No details on the card or whether this is a one-off show or the beginning of a new promotion. We will keep an eye on it. Seth Rollins had some really nice things to say about Jonathan Gresham after the announcement. He said, "One time a young JG paid my booking fee when the promoter couldn't come up with the cash, so I would stay and work. We ended up tearing it up in front of about six people and had a couple more bangers months later. He never looked back. Invest in yourself, friends." Lovely words from Seth Rollins for Jonathan Gresham. Now, wrestling, theatre, Vikings. It's quite the triple threat, isn't it? That is what is happening at the Cockpit Theatre in London on Saturday, December the 4th. Mythos Ragnarok is Viking mythology, gods, giants, chaos, all played out through the medium of wrestling. Here to talk about it is the man behind it and one of the stars of the show, Ed Gamester. Good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Hello, hello. I am so well.
What came first for you, Ed? Was it wrestling, theatre or Vikings?
It was wrestling. It has always been wrestling since I was 16. But as I've got older and older, I've tried to find different ways to do it. And my love of Vikings combined with my love of theatre meant just seemed like a match made in heaven.
So where did the idea come from for this performance piece?
Well, I've been doing quite a lot of stunt work as well as wrestling and acting. And I realized the crossovers between them were just marvelous. My experience in wrestling allowed me to do things in stunt work and acting that that other people hadn't got as much experience doing. And I realized that wrestlers are so talented as performers outside of just specifically wrestling. And yet wrestling as a skill is never really seen anywhere else other than in wrestling shows. So I thought, what other avenues can I use to show the world how incredible as actors and performers and stunt people wrestlers are? And live theatre was the avenue I chose simply because you can't hide. In a live show, on a film, you can do 1,000 retakes and cover any mistakes you make. But when it's live, you have to get it right there and then. So it seemed like the ultimate showcase.
You are a massive fan of Viking mythology and all of that as well. I think a lot of us have become through Netflix series Vikings, through games like Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Like there is something very special about Viking mythology, isn't there?
There absolutely is, and it's not just Viking mythology, it's the idea of myths in general. People tend to think of history and mythology as being this sort of dead husk of a thing, like left in the past, something to retell, something that's already been told. But actually, like, mythology is something that we should live with every day. Myths are just stories that need retelling and reinterpreting for modern times and modern ways. You can't just retell the same myth from 1,000 years ago and expect it to resonate the same way. So what I'm trying to do with this show is not only bring wrestling to a new audience, but is also to reinvigorate myths that we think we know. We've heard 1,000 times, but I'd like to tell them in a new way for a new audience with a new interpretation.
So what's been the reaction to the announcement of Mythos? With the show coming up very soon, what have people made of what they've seen so far?
Well, to be honest, I didn't really... I expected people to think it was a little bit esoteric. I expected wrestling fans to be worried that I was going to portray wrestling in a bad way, and I expected theatre fans to be worried that wrestling didn't really have a place in you know, high theatre. But actually, everyone has been super impressed with everyone else and how everyone works together. The wrestlers are really getting into the ability to come on stage and actually act out parts and have a continuous storyline. Because one thing that wrestling shows rarely have is a continuous story that starts at the beginning of the show and runs the whole way through instead of being broken into individual matches. So they're really enjoying the opportunity to come back time and time again and do different fights throughout the story. And theatre people are just sort of being blown away by what we actually do as workers, you know, the ability to throw ourselves around but continue acting at the same time and do stunts live that other people need, you know, days and rigs and wires to achieve. Yeah, everyone in the show is, apart from one guy, is a wrestler most of whom I know through their movements into the stunt and acting world. There's one guy who's the other way around, who is an actor who's now learning to wrestle. And then there's also the wonderful Mr. Charles Crowley, Richard, who is an actor who came to wrestling. But we've also got JD Knight, Justin Sison from World of Sport is involved. We have Sky Smitson, hopefully is going to come and be involved with us soon. We have Madison Miles involved. We have Charlie Strimmer, Winston. Gosh, who else? I mean, there are so many wrestlers who I want to get involved in this project, but obviously this whole thing is self-funded and self-directed, and it's just me and my ever long-suffering girlfriend doing everything. So at the moment it's small, but as it grows, I'm going to try and bring in more and more talent and more incredible people and show everyone what they can do outside of specifically wrestling.
I love that you mentioned Justin the Hammer Sison there, and that lends itself to your production so well because, you know, not only was there a very sort of superhero Thor-esque slant to his character, but he's also a stuntman as well. So it was that must have been an easy decision to get Justin Sison involved.
Justin Sison is the best. I'm going on record.
He's great.
I have worked with Justin. I first met him in a wrestling match in High Wycombe about 13 years ago. And in recent years, we now work on films and TV shows all over the place. And seeing what he can do as a wrestler Leroy Kincaid is another guy that I've been working with a lot recently. He was also the best. They vie for the competition of the best human I've ever met. Their talents are so incredible that I thought to myself, this is it's insane to me that we're not doing more things that utilize all of our skills rather than just wrestling. And that's why, as you say, we've all come to stunt work, we've all come to acting. We're trying to show people what we can do as performers, not just as wrestlers. So yeah, having Justin involved was an absolute no-brainer. We did two preparatory shows last year outside in a high ropes course, would you believe, in the pouring rain, just in social distancing, crowds of 30, all 2 meters apart outside. It was ridiculous. Lost a lot of money, obviously, because how can you possibly make money on shows limited to 30 people? But we got it off the ground, and since then we've just been grafting away to put it somewhere a bit more comfortable than outside in a field.
Looking ahead, so we've got the show coming up on December the 4th. Do you see other wrestling theatre crossovers in the future?
This is pretty much all I want to do from now on. I mean, we're starting off with Ragnarok because Viking mythology is something I've studied since I was a teenager. Did some of it at university and so on. I have lots of contacts and friends within the Viking, the neo-Nordic community. But that's not where we want it to end. I'm looking at doing Greek mythology. I'm looking at doing adaptions of Shakespeare. I'm looking to tell different stories through the medium of professional wrestling because it is just such an incredible storytelling medium that not everyone has had the opportunity to engage with because they don't see themselves as a wrestling fan. So we're certainly not going to be stopping with just the Viking mythologies. But, I mean, there are already a few other sort of theatrical things out there. There's Money Against, which is a performance put together by Heather, who used to wrestle under Heather Honeybadger, you may have heard of, Unladylike, A Girl's Guide to Wrestling. And she's been doing another theatrical play involving wrestling. So it's something that I know is starting to take off as people realize how adaptable wrestlers are as performers. So I certainly am going to be pushing this for the foreseeable future. And I really hope that it inspires other theaters to look to wrestlers, other film crews to look to wrestlers and wrestlers to start looking for other avenues in which to use their skills rather than feeling like, you know, they have to wrestle 10 times a week and get busted up just to make a living.
Mythos Ragnarok at the Cockpit Theatre in London, Saturday, December the 4th. There is less than 100 tickets left if you want a wrestling.
There's less than 50 tickets left.
Less than 60 now. In the time we've been talking, another 40 have gone. You've got to be quick. Ed, thank you so much for joining us today and best of luck with the show on December the 4th.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on. I am hyped.
twitch.tv/cultaholic. Adam Pacitti is live for See You Next Tuesday from 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. We are on the countdown to our first ever live review show on Twitch next Monday, the day after Survivor Series. It'll be myself, Andrew Hodkinson, and a whole load of fun as we present our live review show on twitch.tv/cultaholic. Stay tuned for more details. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, you can check out the WTF moments from AEW Full Gear 2021. Ross breaks down some of the more bizarre occurrences from that night of wrestling. Plus, we celebrated Macho Man Randy Savage's what would have been his birthday yesterday by sharing 10 of the best Macho Man Randy Savage WCW matches. Check out our list at youtube.com/cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.